you for coming. I would like to start. Let's start. And I brought the board. Farnoosh told me to have a board. I don't know if I'm going to use it, but it's there anyway. All right? You see, Farnoosh, your name is famous now all over the Israel. All right. I will read now from the Ari first. Vine kol olam ve'olam. Every universe or every world, yesh bo yud sfirot pratiyot, as a specific 10 sefirot, וכל ספירה וספירה פרטית שבכל עולם ועולם, and every ספירה that exists within each universe or world, כלול מיהו ספירות פרטי פרטיות, also include with subdivision of ספירות, וכולם כגלדי בצלים, and all of them are like onion layers, one inside of another, like the picture of the wheel in the book. So let's understand it from Rav Ashlag now. Call it Pashtut, every spreading out of light from the Ora Elyon LaNeetzal, from the upper light to the emanated, mechuna b'shem Yerida. We call it Yerida. Yerida means going down. Shamashmaut hi, shekmo shemitpashet ken olech umit'abe, as the light going from above to below, not necessarily space above to below, meaning from less desire to more desire. Mit'abbe mean it becomes thicker. Because after all, what is a material thing? It's a light that becomes thicker. There is nothing but light in this universe. Everything is light. So what is light? Something that shifts from being no desire, nothing, and all the desire possible. So now it becomes thick, become with mamash, become physical. It materializes itself. Become now, that's why they ask, what's the matter with you? I said, no, I'm no matter with you. What's the matter with you? Okay. So it material itself, okay? It material itself from the place of not being material into the place of material. And he continue. וכבר ידעת, and you already know, שהזך ביותר מכונה מעלה. You already know, as Rav Ashlag explained, the Ari explained, that whatever is זך, זך mean from the way, like זכוכית. זכוכית mean glass. Glass, when you look through the glass, what is a glass? Why can you see through glass, but you cannot see through a wall? Why? Glass has less desire to receive. And so you can see through it. You know, when you talk to people, you say, I can see through you. It's so pure. Why you say that? Because that person has no desire to receive. I see through you. What does the universe ask in the last 10 years? Transparency become like a big thing. Transparency. Why? Everything is Facebook, Instagram, everything is out. Everything is out. Transparency. What is the glass? Glasses? Transparent. So the idea of zach mean cleanse, mean the opposite of ave. Ave mean thick. So more the material become thick and together you cannot see through. And if of a subatomic level, if you're going on a subatomic level from a physics point of view, your hand can move through the air here, through the water a little bit slower, but not through something. How come? How come? All of them made from the same atom. If you study physics, the atoms of the table, the atoms of the water, the atom of the air, the same. So why is the different? Who know? Who study physics in college? What's the difference? Why I can move? This is atoms. You see the atoms moving now? You don't. But when you go through water, it's moving slowly, right? When you move when you were a kid, you did it in the ocean. You move your hand. It was some resistant, but it was still there. And then you have the wall. Why is the atoms of the wall don't move? Different structure. The frequency, the structure, or the space between the atoms is not as distance like you have in there. So when you move, it's move. There is no resistant to your hand.
Denser.
I like it. See? Farnoosh husband, not coincidence. It's all about Farnoosh tonight. You see that? People at home, we're having a good time here. Because of the cold, I become funny. Anyway, so we understand that become, as Yosef explained, become denser, not dancer, denser, okay? So the idea that when everything becomes closer, you cannot move it. וכבר ידעת, say Rav Ashlag, שהזך ביותר מכונה מעלה. So whatever is cleansed, whatever is less denser, is called מעלה, above. So now, why people look at the sky when they talk about God, you know, is because it's less density there, right? But they didn't understand, and because they stopped studying Kabbalah, the people still look at the sky and waiting for God to come down. And it's not, God doesn't have a room or a place. What is really God? There is no density at all. Nothing is there. So the nothingness, as much as nothing you become, as much as you are, getting closer to God. That's crazy. More somebody you become, more you're far away from God. Why you want to become somebody? Why there is a desire for every human being, especially men. Women don't have that desire. But men, mostly, women want to be look nice. You know? Women want to be recognized as look good. But for men, it's different. There is a fight, war out there, bloodshed and killing millions, billions of people over the years for being important. Why is that? Where is that desire? You want to be somebody. I want to be somebody. Why man is the one who's supposed to be praying and tefillin and all this and that? Because he's the one who's, you know, if men get closer to God, they get canceled. Why get canceled? Because God is the everything and you become the nothingness. All the life of tzaddikim, all the life of tzaddikim, righteous people, only they work to become nobody. Their entire life, that's their goal, is to become nothing. It's a crazy thing. What they usually say 1 minute before they die? Rav Ashlag, Baal Shem Tov, Ari HaKadosh, the Ari HaKadosh before he died. And Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen was there. He say, Atzileni min ha-gava. He was afraid that when he go to heaven, because he did so much in such a young age, that the ego will catch him. So he said to God, please, one gift I want from you, don't let my ego take over. Can you imagine? Don't let my ego take over. There's one gift I'm asking. We will never ask a gift like this. We will ask a gift like, please let me be recognized. Please let me, people know who I am. He said, no, totally the opposite. You know, sometimes I find myself pray to God, I don't know if that ever happened to you, and I'm so ashamed of myself. I'm so, not ashamed in a shame way, but embarrassing. Like, how dare I even ask you for those stupid things when I'm supposed to be asked for less of me, there is a chance for God to be exist. More of me, there is no room for God. How do you have room for God when there is less of you? There is no room for God if there is more of you. It's a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful thing. So when we say zach, when we say lemala, meaning less density, less desire to receive. And av mechune mata. And ave, thickness, meaning below. It's funny because av, the word av, ein bet, it's the same like the 72 name. It's funny, right? What does the 72 name does? 72 name, you know, if you know all the meaning of them, but unfortunately, I never teach that. Even if Charlotte listened to me, I know I promised to write a book on the secret of how to use each letter and with the angels. So Rabbi Avraham Abulafia, one day we have to teach it. You have to push me more, Charlotte. And there is all meditation for each name, with three angels on each name, and that name is penetrate anything physical. That's how they're opening the Red Sea. What is the opening of the Red Sea? Opening of the Red Sea. How many letters each name has? Three. How is the atom built? Three. So they found a formula to penetrate with the frequency. You penetrate any physical thing. They go through wall, through water, through everything. Is the Red Sea really open, or they went through the sea? I can't answer that. But just, I want you to open your mind for that. So every concept of physicality that has to be with thickness, you know, if you think about thickness and you want to go through thickness of disturbing, it has to be some type of cancellation of the me. Very difficult. Now, if you look at Moses, what is it written about Moses? Vayavo Moshe be'av e'anan. He came with the thickness of the cloud. What is this thickness of the cloud? I mean, if you think about cloud, it's very interesting. What is a cloud? Steam that got together. So it's the steam becoming together now. Becoming together now. One is negative, one is positive, you know, the whole nine yards. So the whole idea of thickness is being far away from the light. Another idea of zechuchit, zach, cleanse, is getting closer. But what's the good and what's the bad? When you get closer to the light and you become zach and you become cleansed, you're not exist. What is a glass? Is it true? If somebody cleaned the glasses very well, you can run through it and then you realize there is a glass there. You know? So why is that? Because there is no personality to the glasses. What does the glasses really do? What does it do? I mean, if you think about it, what does the glasses do? The light of the sun still comes through. It stopped the wind, right? Stop the wind, but you see people through the other side. There is almost like nothing is there, if you think about it. So there is no personality to the glasses. There's no personality. Can you be like the glasses? Impossible. How can it be nothing? I mean, one of the fear every parent has is that the kids will grow up to become somebody. Every kid is proud. Children do it well. Hey, my kids, my son, my boy. It's all about being not the glasses, being somebody. Don't let people go through you or people step all over you. Interesting, you know, if you look at Moses, when Moses ran away from Pharaoh and from the two snitchers who tried to kill him, he ended up in Cush. He ended up in Cush, I'm trying to think in English what they call Cush, Ethiopia. He ended up in Ethiopia. He ended up in Ethiopia and he helped them win the war. And then the queen, who was a widow, forced him to marry her. Can you imagine the situation? He doesn't want to go back to Egypt to be killed, and he doesn't want to be in Ethiopia, and he doesn't want to marry that situation now. But he has to die. So he married. Can you imagine the big Moses? What is he doing every day? Now, the Midrash said that then she tell him, we need to sleep together, we need to have children, this. And every day, years, he come up with a different excuse. Yeah, Advil was not invented then. So you should read it. I highly recommend you read the Midrash and you appreciate Moses. So beautiful. What a beautiful soul. And then Moses from there went to Midian. And then he met Jethro. But he had to go to some clans. It's all so tough. You look how he become nothing. How you become nothing is, and what is the gift he asked from God? That nobody ever respect him after he died. So you can never find his burial site. That was the gift of God to him. You will be nothing after you die too, until the Messiah will come. We don't see it like that. You know, maybe you do, I don't. You know, we look at life like recognition is the goal. Being unrecognized for us sometimes means failure. But it's not so. Being nothing, but being nothing cannot be a game. It has to be for real. You understand the difference? It's not like I'm trying to be nothing and I want everybody to see it. That's ego. As Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato in his book, Path of the Just, talk about it. It's called Tzniuta Meduma, the fake humbleness, he called it. Humbleness is something they don't see. If you're being humble and everybody see you're humble, that's not humble. Humble is he says some righteous people, like Rabbi Israel Mirojin, used to cover himself with the most expensive clothes, and everything was perfect until 28 years later. He was walking in the snow, and the student saw blood on the snow, and they realized that he wears shoes that has nothing bottom, and the cover was perfect, and they never knew that he makes sure to walk on nothing to remind himself he's nobody. But on the outside, he dressed like somebody, so people will judge him that he has ego. So he was working himself reverse way. He want people to crush him. That Rabbi Israel Mirojin is Ilulais Gimel Cheshvan, Teret of Cheshvan. There is people, when you read about them, it's like, wow. But everybody has different tikkunim. You need to know what's for you. How do you less exist, but still influence? Now, Rav Ashlag said that in our time, you're not allowed to be humble. Because we don't even have ego. Our ego is ridiculous. That's what Rav Ashlag say about our generation. We are so low that our ego is not even considered an ego. Nobody wants to rule the world. Do you wake up in the morning, how do I rule the United States? It has to be belong to me. If you don't wake up like this in the morning, that means your ego is too small. So it's not even an ego. So Rav Ashlag said this generation has such a small desire that should not work on the ego, it should be the opposite. Because our ego is so nothing. It's so little. What do you want? A little recognition, a little love, a little this. If $5, you know, nothing. It's not, it's a job. So for that reason, he told his student in his letter to become somebody. Because he said Kabbalah and spirituality and all the concept of God has to be famous. How do we make God famous? Stop being humble, because the humbleness in our generation is actually tricking you. So everything I say now, it's kind of the, do with it whatever you want. Going back. בדרך התפשטו, אם כאן הוא הולך ויורד מלמעלה למטה. בטעם ההתאבות הזו, why is the light become thicker? שהאור מקבל בסיבת התפשטותו. Why, if it's a pure light, why when it lift the endless, it becomes thicker and thicker? ומשום שהוא מתפשט, because the light is spread out, על סדר דלת הבחינות, through the four stages, four level. מתחיל מבחינה א', is start, the light is going from stage number one, בחינה א', or first phase, עד ביאתו פוגע במסך נמצא בחינה ד', ואם כן, הוא הולך ומתאבא. Where is usually the מסך? What is the מסך? The מסך is basically to prevent the light to fulfill the strongest desire that exists within the receiver, which is, where is the strongest desire? בחינה ד'. Fourth phase. Now, to prevent that from being fulfilled, you cover it with a curtain. That curtain called Masach. So the Masach is only in a place where there is the strongest desire. So once the light is hitting the Masach, it's going back, as Or Chozer is going back as returning light, what exactly happening? The light becoming thicker. Now, what does it mean thicker? Remember, כי בחינה א' היא הזכה מכולם, ב' בחינה ד' אהבה מכולם. It getting some of the residue of the בחינה ד', some of the residue of the fourth phase. And that's why the light become a different almost personality. For that reason, you tell a person, tell me who is your friend and I tell you who you are. We get affected by people. You get affected by the people you work, the people you're married to, your friend, neighbors, people affecting us. Can't help it. Can't help it. You tell me where you live, I tell you what's happening with you. You tell me who you're surrounded with, I tell you what's going on with you. You know, it's a very, very powerful story. There is a story, I think I told this 1,000 times already, story I read 14 years ago, more even. And it's about in the pogrom in Russia, you know, they used to kill a lot of Jewish people. And the parents took the best children, and they put them in different villages. So the story is about that scholar of spirituality, Kabbalah, Torah, everything. They put it in a village, in a Russian village. And from there, they took him, it was on the border, to Poland. And he stayed in Poland. So he will be safe. So nobody kill him, because the pogrom, they was killing Jewish, and it was terrible. So he hide there. And the war continued. But the parents live in there for a long time. A few years later, the parents come to pick him up. That's how it used to be, unfortunately. In the meantime, they show you what happened with him. He gave up. He thought that his parents get killed. And he's a scholar. Even he was young when they left him there. He was 16 and a half, 17. So after, let's say, 4 years, he's 21. He want to get married. He gets very friendly with the farmer. So because they're not Jewish, he didn't know what to do because it's going by the law, Jewish law. So he took the daughter that he fell in love with, and it was no rabbi, no nothing. He was the only rabbi. He's the son of a rabbi. He's very famous. So he converted her himself. He said, go to the river. I will teach you everything. But he has no witness. He needs witness. So he said, to the rock, you are my witness. The tree, you are my witness. And the sky, you are my witness. So you are my three, shalosh adim. You are my witness that I convert my wife here. And they get married. He did chuppah, and in the chuppah I say, heaven and the earth is my witness for this chuppah, for that wedding. Right. Problem, the parents are coming now. He thought the parents died. They think they lost him. They're just moving from Russia to a different village. They found him. So my son, as he saw his parents, so to his wife, you have to play mute. She said, why? So because you have accent, you have heavy Polish accent. If my father being a rabbi knows you're not Jewish, it will be the end of everything. So please, Hebrew, you say, father, mute, go together. And she's pregnant. And as she's giving birth, she starts screaming, and what came out of her mouth is she starts talking. She starts talking, the father and mother realize the son fooled them, and they excommunicate him. And the son stay with his wife in that village, and less than a few weeks after she gave birth, she died. She passed away. She was very sick. And he buried her there, where the farm is. And he went, she gave birth to a boy, and he and his boy went back to Israel. And back to Israel, he make sure to be a father to his son. Many years later, the story goes like this. The father never get married. He said to his father, there is any gift you want. So I want to go to that village. Go to that village, it's not what it was. It wasn't a village, it's a city. I think it's in Krakow. Krakow used to be nothing and become a place. So hotels, yes. So they stay in a hotel, and the father died when he arrived there, like day after he arrived. And it was right after Shabbat, he didn't know where to put him, what to do. So he said, you know, by the mitzvah, I have to, until I find people to talk to, I have to bury him until I find the people. So the story to go like this, whether it's true or not, it's a good message for us. He dig and he found his mother, full body, actually there, full body. That's what, like she never decomposed as a sign of she was a righteous woman, and everybody judged her. That I mean, the story is very long, it's a old story about it. But what I'm trying to say, where you are affecting you, it's very difficult to be like that rabbi that nothing affects him. So if you're going to go to a place of criminal, after 1 year you will be a criminal. You cannot change your way by the surrounding. For that reason, it's written, as Rabbi Ashlag explained, that they offered that rabbi, who was a famous rabbi in the Talmud, any 1,000 gold coin he want to come live in their town. And he said, you can offer me billion of gold coin, and I will not leave my town. They asked him why. He said, this place is a place of Torah. Place of Torah, place of spirituality. If I leave place of spirituality, it doesn't matter how good I am, I will not make it. And right now, the rumors, Baruch Hashem, of Los Angeles, as we speak about it, its rumors come from New York today, that it's become like what New York used to be in the 1980. Like there is more spirituality, more Torah here than ever. It's very beautiful. I never heard compliment come from New York about here. And they call Beverly Wood, this neighborhood, they call it Woodmere. Like Woodmere is a neighborhood in Five Town, Long Island. It's a very, very interesting how there is a shift of energy. And we are very lucky to be part of it. We are very lucky. So, now, Ha'arat ha'yosher mitbatet b'lashon v'nimshach ve'arat ha'igulim b'lashon mit'agel. Every time we use the word spread out, we are relating it into the linear light. Every time we are using the word mit'agel, becoming circle, we are relating it to the circular vessel. Of course, I think it's clear. Now he's saying like that. Aynu b'chinat dalat sheba'igulim, shenikret ha'nekuda ha'emtzait. The fourth phase within the circle, we call middle point, a circle. We call that thing הכדור החומרי שבעולם הזה. We call it the ball, the materialistic or the physical ball within this universe. It's funny. Now it's a new name Rav Ashlag giving to all this thing. The middle point within the circular vessel where the tzimtzum takes place, it's like a little ball. A little ball. So middle point is actually a little ball. ובחינת האצילות שבעולם אדם קדמון הייתה מתפשטת מתחילה עד לעולם הזה, לאחר שנעשה צמצום ב' שנקרא עולם הנקודים, אז נתעלה הסיום לאצילות אדם קדמון לבחינת נקודה לעולם הבא, שכולה נבחן למעלה מעולם הבריאה כמו שדברים מקומו. So he's going into a deep things that he will explain it later, but I need just to translate it, not to explain it, as Rav Ashlag does. So that middle point, that we call it the physical ball, okay? Ubchinata atzilut, the concept or the frame of reference or the phase that we call atzilut. Atzilut means emanation. Listen carefully. The concept of emanation within Adam Kadmon, within primordial man, that's a translation, but it should be saying Adam Kadmon, Aitam Itpashetet was spreading out from the beginning till Olam Hazeh, till this world. What's fascinating, that everything from the endless still coming all the way down here. So when you pray, or when you sin go all the way to the roots. So I want you to think deep with me right now. So everything that we talk about right now, right here, the beginning of creation, the first second of creation, it's happening right now. The end of creation, it's happening now. Very difficult for the brain. So, because if there is no time, everything is there. Not Tzimtzum taking place yet. Understand how far it goes? So, every time you receive some light, it's exactly from the first moment. Unfortunately, the scary part, that's only the scary part, every time we are misbehaving, it's somehow affecting. So that affects us and we affect that. So lots of time people say, no, I did something wrong, I'm sorry. This is all operation going on. Operation that we are affecting and that's affecting us. Now it's going deep a little bit, okay? When the second Tzimtzum took a place. Tzimtzum, different. There's Tzimtzum Aleph, there is the first Tzimtzum, is when I don't want to be a light. Second Tzimtzum, and when Malchut, it's called going up to Binah to do a tikkun. And I'm going to do my best to explain it a little bit now because he said he will explain it later. So I don't want to take the time to explain it. And he says like that, we call that Tzimtzum Bet as a name. You need to remember it from now. It's a new word for you. Olam Anekudim. Olam, O-L-A-M. And the word is Nekudim. Nekudim comes from the word Nekuda. Nekuda means dot. When you make a dot, yes? Nekuda. Where is this word appear? If you look at the Torah, when Yaakov is cheating Lavan with the sheep, he said the sheep become Nekudim, Akudim, Ubrudim. You look at the thing, well, what is this connected even here? Nekudim means the sheep has some dot on them. And what is Lavan? Lavan means white. So now we are not talking about Lavan as a person. We don't talk about Yaakov as Yaakov. We don't talk about the sheep as the sheep. All of a sudden it's a different story. For that reason, when everybody after they die, they go up to heaven, there is different chamber. Do you want to understand the Torah in Atzilut? It's next to God and the Messiah. You want to understand the Torah just a story? It's next to, you know, there are some people there. But you want to understand it. Like I was so glad this neighbor, because the street, God bless him, a Persian guy, came to me and said to me, I want your number. You want a number? I don't have nothing to sell to you. What do you need? My number? It's okay. My number. Pray with me. He's such a nice guy. And they called me and said to me, can you teach, please, Kabbalah at the synagogue, at the Shuva? I said, when? I said, Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we need you there. I said, sure. So I'm thinking to myself, so I call him back. I said, what do you want me to teach? Where do I start? Where do I even start? What do I teach? And I said to myself, it's good for me, you know, it's good. Jumping into a room, who knows what's going to take me? Who knows what they like, what they don't like? It's all good. So you become a nekudim, you become that. What is it to become? Can you become a nekuda? Can you become that? Become almost not exist. But within the nekuda, within that, there is everything. If you study math, they give you three axioms. One of the axioms, they say, you cannot measure a dot. You remember that? You went to math school? Yeah. So the dot, you know, the other axiom, between two dot, there is only one straight line. Am I remembering it correctly? But the dot, remember that. You cannot measure the size of a dot. אז נתעלה סיום דאצילות, אדם קדמון, לבחינת נקודה דעולם הבא. Then the end of the Atzilut, he doesn't explain it all the way here, so don't panic if you don't understand. The Siyum of Atzilut, the end of the emanation of Adam Kadmon. So it's emanation of Adam Kadmon. Remember, there is Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Repeat. Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Five words like five spherot. That's why you have five fingers. Keter, Chokmah, Bina, Zer, and Pin, Malchut. Keter, Chokmah, Bina, Zer, and Pin, Malchut, right? Five finger. Of course, this one is six, but it's called Zer and Pin. Same thing. Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Those are names. You don't have to remember them. It's just a memory thing. Adam Kadmon, they call it primordial man. Like, that's the meaning of the words, but it's not Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon is, yeah. So the Atzilut of Adam Kadmon, לבחינת נקודה דעולם הבא. אז נתעלה סיום דאצילות, so the end of אצילות of אדם קדמון become the נקודה of the next world to come. It become like totally freaking us out. I mean, you should spend like 20 days on that. I mean, שמקומה נבחן למעלה מעולם הבריאה, and that נקודה, that, כל עולם הבא, the next world to come, where people always hope to be there, because עולם הבא is after people die, If they merit, even the Mishnah said, "Kol Israel is lahem chelek l'olam haba." The Mishnah said, "All Israel will go to olam haba, no matter who they are. All Israel go to olam haba. Depends when." Nicole, don't get excited there. Nicole already party. What am I studying for? If I'm going to olam haba, what do I need to restrict? Yeah, enough. Well, depends how long. Nicole, hold on. Please, okay, be patient here. Shemkoma nifran. למעלה בעולם הבריאה, and that עולם הבא is above the world of creation, כמו שהתברר במקומו, but I have to explain it later when we get there. So Rav Ash like, no, it's not the time to explain, he just want us to get the test, and to know the צמצום בית, second צמצום called עולם הנקודים. עולם הנקודים, the world, the universe of the נקודים, of the dot. Why do we call it נקודה? I give you a hint, because there is עקודים, Akudim means when you wrap something. Nekudim, that there is no difference between the spherot. It's all one nekuda. It's all one dot. So no separation. Beautiful, right? Think about it. So beautiful. Akudim, that you have 10 spherot, but they're not, you can see it's 10, but it's together. Because you wrap them together. When it's one, you understand? In Hebrew, Debbie, if you can look for the word, the difference between ta'arovet and terkovet. I wish I would know that word. And what? No. In when you study chemistry, there is ta'arovet and terkovet. When you mix things and they become one, and when you mix things and there's still few things there. But I don't know the words for it. When you study chemistry or physics, they teach you the difference between that. So there is things that mix and become an all new item. You know, you mix it.
Terkovet is a compound.
Compound? What does compound mean in English? I want to make sure everybody understands that.
It's a mixture of two or more.
Or become one.
Yes.
Okay, I like compound?
Compound.
Compound, I like it. Now I know the word. And that's a mix. So now you understand. So the nekuda is compound. Compound. It's very nice. I know the words now. So it's a one thing, but it's included with everything. It's complicated, I know, on the brain. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So we continue. Tam Dvar, I'm so happy we can finish. Maybe today we rush. Nobody show up new. I'm gonna go for it. Last week I'm sorry. I mean I had to be nice. And they felt it, they told me. They felt I did it for them. Tam dvar ha'itkalelut, but I told them not to come. I actually told them, please don't come. Not because I'm not nice. I'm just, this is lecture number 50. Do you know that? This is number 50 tonight. 50 hours. Cannot do it 50 hours like on one leg. And this is, tonight is the 200 hours of vital. It's a lot. A lot. Blinara, 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 kenirbu. Blinara. It's all because Debbie pushed me. More hours, more hours. And during the day now, this week I will do even more. I have to finish the palm and face and everything. See? Tam dvar itkalelut asfirot amur tavin al pi aklal anada. Shein neader beruchani. Kol haor haover mimakom lamakom, kone mekomo lanitzchi. You need to remember one rule, say Rav Ashlag. When the light is passing from one level to another, is wherever it's passing through, that light stays there forever, but still light passing to the next level. So you need to remember that. We are not accustomed to the idea of something passing through, it stays the same. We're not used to it. It's impossible in our brain. Possible. Because we are into the concept, the idea of things wearing off. Everything wearing off. Your shoes wearing off. Your body wearing off. Everything wearing off. It's life. Because we live in a physical universe. Things wearing off. We are in the bottom of Pechina Dalet. We're in the bottom of Malchut. It's a physical universe. Physical. This is physical. This is material. This is it. Body wearing off. You like it or not. I'm sorry. You can hate it. Wearing off. Bones, the bones marrow, the lumber. Things wearing off as you're getting older. Like it or not. Wearing off. So the idea that a lot of time people want spirituality to help them with the body not to wear off. And many rabbis make a lot of money on that. You come, there, oh, I'm making the body to wear off. No, it's part of the thing for the body to wear off. Spirituality will help you with the spiritual connection to God. That's what it's meant for. But it's not meant only to cure your body from that. You know, the Baba Sali Lula coming next week, and we're going to make everybody light candle for him. Hopefully he will be here Monday. Monday night we're going to make Ilula, the death anniversary of Baba Sali, which is a miracle night. You should be here. And Rav Zusha. Both of them on Monday night. Make sure you're not missing it. And bring a candle, or maybe we have candle, and you light it and meditate that Bezrat Hashem, he will have miracle. So the Baal Shem Tov, the Baba Sali, you heard about the Baba Sali, right? Baba means father. Sali in Arabic means to pray. The father that pray, Sali. So Baba Sali came from, his grandfather is a famous Mekubal, Kabbalist, who buried in Egypt. His grandfather's name is Rabbi Yaakov Abu Hasera. Rabbi Yaakov Abu Hasera. Hasera in Arabic means the carpet. Why they call him the Rabbi Yaakov, the carpet? He flew on the carpet, yes. So who kept that grave? Only Muslim. Muslim is the one who kept that place. Muslim respect that place more than any Jewish ever will respect it in Egypt. You go there, they look at that place, the Navi, you know, is the prophet, this is everything for them. His grandson, Baba Sali. So Baba Sali used to make miracles. Like if somebody's blind, you're opening your eyes, everything. So he was able, because Kabbalists can be in different area. Teacher, Kabbalist, and knowing the future, like reading people and all this and that, another Kabbalist. Then you have a Kabbalist who make moftim. Moftim means somebody who can make miracle. That's another type of Kabbalist. But it's a responsibility, because one of the people begged the Baba Sali to make that person walk. And he said, I don't want to do that. And I fight with him years. And eventually he make that person walk. And the person, after a few months, started to become nasty to people. And he put him back to his wheelchair. And he told him, sit. And he sit, he never walk again. It's a true story. You should read it. It's beautiful. Why am I telling you this? Because he cannot make miracle to people without you seeing all the future. You're not Moses. If you're Moses, you can do. Moses saw this Egyptian. He said, Vayifen ko vako. He looked here and he looked there. What is ko vako? Ko, kaf hei. Kaf hei and kaf hei. Like the kaf hei, 25, 25, like the Shema Israel. Right? Or like kaf hei taf, if you want. Atach. So he saw this, he saw that. Okay? And that's why after he killed them, the other two people were fighting, Ask him, who put you to a person? Who do you think you are? But who put you to a person is mi samcha le'ish, which the last letter is yud, kaf, and shin. Yud, kaf, and shin is one of the names that Moses used to kill people. So Moses killed this Egyptian, bury him right away. Is Moses a killer? He killed the person. But he was able to see there is no use for that guy. No use to that guy. You gotta get rid of him. You cannot make that decision, neither me or you. We don't see everything. We maybe have intuition. We might be psychic, but we don't see 1,000 years from now. We don't. When people say Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach HaKodesh means you see 1,000 years from now. Psychic or intuitive people able to see, but till tomorrow, till year, till 20 years. But you don't see generation to come. You can't make that decision. Chas v'shalom, you're disturbing with all the chain of event that might happen. You understand what I'm saying? Good. Yeah. So it's saying the light that's going to every level stay there. And it continued to go. ומתוך שכל הספירה התחתונה נעצל בספירה העליונה, תחסיבה וסועב, חשבת התחתונה כעוברת דרך העליונה. And because every ספירה is a result of the ספירה before, it seemed like the ספירה below went through the ספירה above. So what created the ספירה below? What created חוכמה? Keter. What created Bina? חוכמה. Where was Bina? Still in חוכמה. And it's been activated and manifest later. So nothing been created new. It's already there. It's just manifest in a different way. אבל כן, הכרחו שכל הספירות נכללות זו מזו. For this reason, we understand all the ספירות are interconnected with one another. כי למשל שיוצאות בית הספירות הראשונות כחוכמה, when כתר חוכמה coming out, הרי אור חוכמה מיוחייב לצאת מאינסוף, ברוך הוא, שהכל נמשך ממנו. So the light that belongs to ספירת חוכמה is going from the endless. It's going from the endless. But he has to go through the כתר. You understand what I'm saying? If you have Keter and Chokhmah, the light that belongs to Chokhmah, where does it come from? Ein Sof, endless. What is this to go through? To Keter. So Keter is within it what? Or the Chokhmah. She has also the light that belongs to Chokhmah, is to go through. Now you know why sharing is so important. Because whatever you share, that means it wasn't yours to begin with. So when you give it, it just went from the endless through you to them. But you actually, what you gave, always will stay with you. You understand how profound it is? What you gave, always stay with you. What you gave, always stay with you, because it's going through you. But once it's going to you, it's become rotten. Nothing that go to you bring anything to you. But things that go through you bring the bracha. Through you. That's the thing. Through you, not to you, through you. You gotta remember that. It's a very simple concept, but important. So people who don't share, there's people who don't like to share. They think you're stupid if you share. People think that you're stupid. Don't be an idiot. Don't give. Don't give. Why not? Why not? How simple it is to give. How simple it is to give. How simple it is to give sandwich of peanut butter and jelly that we do here on Thursday. How simple you said and give it to the poor. How simple it is. Why not? That sandwich will never belong to us. It came all the way from the endless to you. So now that sandwich is with you for the rest of your life because you gave it.
That's why donation is very important.
What is it?
Donating money to some people.
It's a car. Yes.
Stay with you.
Stay with you. Stay with you. Yeah. I just teach somebody today the importance of giving food. Because it's written in the law that giving money is very important and everything like that, but giving food, like what we're doing now on Friday, it's instead of sending the poor man to go buy, you are giving him right away to eat. So on the spot he's eating. So right away he's doing it. So even if you give one sandwich, that sandwich is with you for the rest of your life. You will never be missing. You will never be missing anything. So how much you have in your bank? As much as you give. Not bank of physical bank, like what went through you. And when you are not capable to give, Don't hate yourself. It's a disease. Today they prove it's a psychological disease. It's a psychological disease. Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, said that it's a spiritual disease. Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech said, V'gam ani, and you should read all his book. I highly recommend you finish Shlomo HaMelech book. It's a very important book. V'gam ani ra'iti machala ra'a tachat ha'shemesh. I also saw a disease. How do you say Kohelet, Debbie? That's the name. See, I can't even say the name. Kohelet. I also saw a disease under the sun. And the Zohar explained, what is the disease? Being cheap. And being cheap is not just money. You can't share. You can't share. Before I met Debbie, I have to admit, I wasn't like that. I wasn't sharing. I didn't understand it. In my mind, as much as I was teaching it, I didn't apply it. I didn't know they're not giving, it's a problem. So I remember, I forgive myself, I think, by now, but I got a new car, and my friend asked me if he can have a ride with that car because he never saw something like this. And I say no. I was so happy to say no because I didn't want him to destroy my car. But why did I say no? What an idiot. Give the car. This is sad, you know, when I'm thinking about it. I hope I forgive myself, but it go to you. And if we can beat it out, like that fear of not having, it's a fear of not having. And so all the nourishment is actually already within you. ועל כן אור החכמה מחויב לעבור דרך ספירת הכתר, תרם בידו לספירת החכמה. ספירת כתר גמרה יצועתו. ספירת חכמה עברה שמה, כתב בקומה שמה, נצרות את הבית ספירות בכתר, שהם כתר חכמה. So you say, if the light of חכמה, the light that belongs to ספירת חכמה, is going through כתר, that means also the ספירה of כתר, ספירה of חכמה, was once in כתר. So how many ספירות you have within כתר? Two. You have כתר and חכמה. How much light you have in Keter? The light belonged to Keter, and then the light that belonged to the next sephira that Keter gave. ועל דבר זה, אחרי שיצאו כל עשר ספירות דור עליון ממעלה למטה עד מלכות, כל עשר ספירות של מטה מקטר הולכו לעבור דרך הקטר. So how many ספירות you have in Keter? You have 10, because the light of Keter and all the other 9 went through that. Keter give the most. משום שהיה סיבה ראשונה ליציאת כולן, ואם כן קנו כולם מקומם שמה, so all the existence of everything is within Keter. All the existence of everything ever going to happen is within Keter. כן, נהדר ברוחני, אבל כן, אם כן יש להם ברך כל תל ספירות התחתונות, גם בקטר עצמו מתאה ושעברו שם כמבואר. So there is 9 ספירות more beside Keter that exist within Keter, because Kochma went through there, right? Bina went through there, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Od, Yesod, Malchut, everybody went through there. Whatever went through you, stay with you. You have become the owner of it. ועל דרך זו יש בהכרח 10 ספירות בחוכמה. What about חוכמה? חוכמה has 9. How many ספירות went through חוכמה? True חוכמה is חוכמה. And then בינה, חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצח, עוד יסוד. אז מלכות. So now you have 9. וכן זין ספירות בחסד. How many in חסד? 7. Because you have chesed and you have all the spherot below. How many in malchut? Achat. No, sharing. Poor malchut. Me. This is me. Where are we living? Malchut. How difficult it is to give for us. I don't know what to give to. So what they teach us, you can give. But you can restrict. Now you understand the restriction. I can do this. And then I become my own keter. Because of me, all the Or HaChozer is only because of me. So now I am the keter. You want to be the boss? I can teach you how to be the boss. Reflects everything. Now you know why the mikveh is so important. Why is the mikveh so important? And people disrespect it. What do you do to mikveh? You go under the water and you stop breathing. You refuse to get the breath of life. The breath of life is the one thing which is the most important thing. So you're under the water and you're not breathing. How long? 1 minute, 2 minutes maximum. And then all what you can think about is breathing. But you have nothing, you get your body and your spirit to get into a place that the only thing you want in life is to breathe. And you cancel everything. Now you become the real malchut that reflects everything. Mikveh is very important. Now you appreciate mikveh. You go to mikveh. Ah. Not breathing, not breathing. Ah. Now you breathe. Breathing. We think about breathing as the main thing in life. But if the only thing you need is to breathe and everything else cancel, like somebody drowning in the middle of the ocean, don't think about how much gold and the new watch they're going to buy and the new car, if you're going to fly business class, let me be alive. Alive. I want just to survive. Get that. Yeah. ונודה שהמלכות מעלה עשר ספירות, דור חוזר. So מלכות now, because of the מסך, מלכות cannot share. So what מלכות? It's כתר. What does מלכות become? She become כתר. How she become כתר? Say, hey, hey, I am אור חוזר כתר. I am the reason for all of you to get אור חוזר. So because I'm reflecting everything, now I am כתר of אור חוזר. Yes, so this chokhmah of Or Chozer. Do you get what's going on here? Amalbishot, let's just wrote the Orion. Is Malchut said, without me, the light from Keter to Malchut will not be seen. It's only shining. But to see it, you need a place to put it. How are you going to see the light? You need some aspect of avyut, of thickness. Remember what we study? You need some, and without Malchut, there's no revelation to all the Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, all of what we spoke about. It's in potential. But to make it into manifestation, you need אור חוזר. ואור חוזר זה נקרא אור המלכות. We call that returning light, light of מלכות, שאין לה שום אור אחר. Because the poor מלכות doesn't have any other light. That's the only light. ואור חוזר מכונה בכל המקומות עשר ספירות העולות ממטה למעלה. We call that the 10 ספירות that go from below to above. ונתבהר שם שהמלכות נקראת כתר לעשר ספירות. And so מלכות now become כתר. Now you know how spiritually you change. So, the spiritual change of a human being, the spiritual change of pushing back, you know, it's not just fun or being nice. You are creating with pushing back. It's not enough to say no to it. You are, by saying no to it, you are make everything else appear. There is two Mashiach, right? One Mashiach come in the end, one Mashiach come every generation. What is the Mashiach that come every generation? What is job? To reveal to everybody else. Where is he? He's Yosef. What is Yosef? Yesod. What is the last Mashiach? Malchut. David HaMelech. Melech. Malchut. Right? Coming from David HaMelech. So he's the one who revealed everything. Not just a few people. Everything. But Yosef, the one who come every generation, is got to go around and reveal to everybody to make it. Everybody. How do I make everybody make it? Spiritually. ואור חוזר זה מכונה בכל... זהו, we say it. משום שיהיה סיבה ליציאתם, הסבוך לה נקרא חוכמה, וגגים ממנה נקרא ממינה. So now, when we talk about כתר of אור חוזר, you know what it is, it's מלכות. חוכמה of אור חוזר, יסוד. Right? בינה of אור חוזר, עוד. You understand? ונמצא כך שכל הזך יותר הוא קטן יותר. עד שהכתר האמיתי מקבל באור חוזר, זה רק מבחינת מלכות, אין שם אתם. So now look at the opposite, צרב אשלג, that's a shocking. Whatever is more cleansed is smaller. And whatever is more thick is bigger. Things change. You understand what just happened? If you look from above to below, whatever is more cleansed is closer to the light. If you look from Malchut point of view, whatever is more thick. Whatever is more thick is actually the cause of everything. Question in life, what do you want to be? Do you want to be in Malchut and manifest everything else and get nothing? Or you want to be in Keter and everything go through you? I'm confused a little bit. It's not something I will answer, but I need you to think about it because it's individual for each person. It's deep. I want to finish that section. I'm really excited about it. ולפיכך תשכיל אשר העשר ספירות האלו שממטה למעלה. Now you need to be smart. And those spheres that are coming from below to above, all of them exist where? In Malchut. Because if Malchut is like the Keter of Or Chozer, now all the spheres that come from Malchut are already there. It's also the opposite. Everything is going through Malchut. Malchut is becoming the roots now. And all of them in Malchut. So Malchut is also have 10 spheres. And Yesod has 9 spheres of returning light. So there is 10 Sfirot in Yesod. How there is 10 Sfirot in Yesod? One Sfira of Or Elyon, the light that coming from above, and 9 Sfirot of Or Chozer. Are you losing me? It's very beautiful. You get it, the Cheshbon? You get the mathematical thing?
Mm-hmm. 9 returning
light. Yes. Now we combine both. Mm-hmm. Now you combine both. That's Sfirot Or Chozer, Shem Nimadarman. Behod, in Hod, Bet Sfirot Nimala Lemata, 2 of from above to below, you get it. And Dino Ora Hod Veora Yesod, because how many light there is in Hod? It's itself, and one light below him is Yesod, because Malchut doesn't have its own light. Vechet Sfirot Nimata Lemala, but he has 8 Sfirot from below to this, together 10. So Hod has 2. Or Yashar, 8 Or Chozer. But it was the Eser, Netzach. Netzach has 3 from above to below, and 7 from below to above. So all of them have 10 Sfirot completely. All of them has 10 Sfirot completely. The point here is that Keter, has the less amount of Or Chozer and the most Or Yashar. And Malchut is only Or Chozer and no Or Yashar. Very, they become Keter from this way, Keter from this way. שנמצם בהכרח שכל אותו דרך התרגלו וגור, יותר, ועליה בסגלות פליבית. He said, I don't want to make it longer, and I will go into explanation as we're going here. I'm going to stop here with your respect.